Welcome to the Will of God in the Life and the Writings of the Servant of God, Luisa Picaretta, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My adorable Jesus, may our feet journey together, may our hands gather in unity, make our hearts beat in unison, make our souls be in harmony. Make our thoughts be as one. May our ears listen to the silence together. Make our glances profoundly penetrate each other. May our lips pray together to gain mercy from the Eternal Father. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mary, Queen of the Kingdom of the Divine Will, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome again to the Will of God in the Life and the Writings of the Servant of God, Luisa Picaretta. During this May the month that we dedicate to the Blessed Mothers, I want to remind you about the Rosary and the meditation of this wonderful devotion that we have in the Church, the Rosary, that is being given to us. And also to meditate and to study the Book of Heaven, the Virgin Mary in the Kingdom of the Divine Will. These are part of the writings of the Servant of God, Luisa Picaretta, given to her. These are lessons for the month of May. So I want to encourage all of you to become familiar with them. And at the end of the month, consecrate yourselves to the Blessed Virgin Mary, using the Divine Will Consecration Prayer. Today we will continue with the Book of Heaven, Volume 22. The next passage comes from July 10, 1927. The title of this passage is Privation of Jesus. How one who lives in the Divine Will is the triumph of God and of the soul. Luisa Picaretta writes, I was doing my rounds in the Divine Will, and while my poor mind was going around through all created things, impressing my I love you, I praise you, I glorify you, I thank you with your will, even on the highest mountains and the deepest valleys, in the darkness abysses of the earth, and in the deepest ocean of the sea, in some, everywhere, while I was doing this, my poor mind was tortured by the privation of my sweet Jesus, and my poor heart was tormented because as much as I called him with my love, I could find him no more. Oh God, what pain! I thought to myself, how is it possible that Jesus no longer listens to me? And while I fill heaven and earth with my I love yous, none of my I loves you aims at him to wound him, and as it will make him feel my wound, my torture, my torment, in feeling my very pains, so as not to feel them, he will make up his mind to let himself be found by the one who so much longs for him. Oh, Jesus, how much it cost me to have known you and not to possess you, to love you and not to be loved back. Luisa Picaretta is doing the rounds of the Divine Will, the rounds of the soul in the Divine Will, in which the soul follows God through all creation, through all created things. These rounds of the soul that Luisa Picaretta is referring to in this passage, these are part of the revelations of the Servant of God, given to the Servant of God, Luisa Picaretta. And these hours, they begin with the soul following the Divine Will in all the acts that the Divine Will did in creation. The soul accompanies the Divine Will, God created in creation, in the book of Genesis. Let it be light. God creating through his will. And this is what Luisa Picaretta refers. And she uses these I love you, I praise you, I glorify you, I thank you with your will. This is the divine language and the divine expressions that our Lord Jesus gives to Luisa Picaretta, and these are the expressions that Luisa Picaretta is using. I praise you, I adore you, I recognize you, I thank you with your will. This is a new vocabulary that we are learning from the Book of Heaven, to praise, to adore, to glorify, to love God with His own love and with His own will, at His own level, to give to God what is due to Him at His own level, at His own scale, in a perfect and eternal way. Eternity, he explains in other part of the Book of Heaven, our Lord, in volume 12, he explains that eternity means perfect. Nothing is lacking in Him. Perfection. So God wants us to love Him with His own love, with His own will, in a perfect, eternal, at His own level, in a perfect and eternal way, in a perfect manner. So He wants to be correspond in a perfect way. This is what Luisa Picaretta refers in this passage, that she is doing the rounds of the soul in the divine will. And I encourage all of you, especially during this Easter time, to meditate upon them and to become familiar with this divine vocabulary, this language that we find in the Book of Heaven that is so rich, so beautiful, and that it brings so much richness to the soul. It adds to all our devotions, to all that we know in the church, to the treasures of the church, as Pope Benedict XVI calls all these revelations and pious devotions that are found in the church. He calls them the divine treasures. And these treasures are meant for us to use them. They are meant to help us in our spiritual life, to become spiritually rich, to grow in the knowledge and understanding of the faith, and to love God, to grow in the love of God. So Luisa Picaretta, in this passage, she's doing her rounds around, and she complains a little bit because she doesn't feel the presence of our Lord. She wants our Lord Jesus to manifest Himself, as He often does. So she complains, She says how hard it is to know you and yet not being able to possess you. How hard it is to love you and not feel your correspondence. For us, it's hard to love and not to feel the correspondence of the other. God wants us to correspond Him. God wants the correspondence of each one of us, the creature, the correspondence of each soul that He created. And this is a beautiful way to correspond to Him, by doing the rounds of the soul in the divine will. Let's continue. These are pains that cannot be described. There are no words to express them. At that moment, my Jesus, moving my interior and bursting into tears, sobbing, and His sob was so strong as to resound, so penetrating to the ear of my body, that I too cry together with Him. My sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, daughter of my divine will, how can you believe that I'm far away? How can you think that you are not loved back by your Jesus? Each I love you of yours was one more wound to my heart." The wounded heart of our Lord Jesus wants to be ministered. And we minister to the heart of our Lord Jesus with our "I love you, I praise you, I glorify you with your will." When we do the rounds of creation, we are ministering to the sacred heart of our Lord Jesus. And we can see that all these revelations, private revelations that our Lord gives to the church, they all are in perfect harmony. We see that the revelation given to Sister Margaret Alacoque concerning to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, Jesus tells Sister Margaret that the main message of this private revelation is that He wants to be enthroned as the King of each heart. that his heart is wounded. And we see the same in this revelation given to Luisa Picaretta, that the Lord says his heart is wounded. He's wounded by sin, and when we do acts in the divine will, we wound his heart in a good way. The I love you, I praise you, I adore you, I glorify you, it resounds and ministers to the heart of Jesus, repairing for the offenses done to him by other creatures, repairing and appeasing the divine justice of our Lord. Each I love you of yours was one more wound to my heart, which made me say, my daughter, you may your I love you resound everywhere for me. From the mountains, from the valleys, from the sea, from the flowery fields, from the sun, from everywhere, and though hidden in you, I repeat it. I love you, my daughter. The Lord is telling Luisa Picaretta, even though you don't hear my I love you back, my I love you is everywhere. In every tree, I say to the creature, I love you. In every drop of water, I say to the creature, I love you. In every ray of the sun, I say to the creature, I love you. In every flake of snow, I say to the creature, I love you. The I love you of God to the creature is everywhere. In every blade of grass, God says to the creature, I love you. Every morning, every rising of the sun says to the creature, God says to the creature, I love you. With every evening, God says to the creature, I love you. The I love you of God to the creature is everywhere in nature, in every valley, in every mountain, every hill, in every element, in the wind, in the sun, in the rain. God says to the creature, I love you, I love you, I love you. And this is what the Lord is expressing now to Luisa Picaretta. My daughter, my I love you is everywhere. And though it's hidden, I repeat, I love you, my daughter. In every single act, my brothers and sisters, that we do united in the divine will, the I love you of God is there for us too. God says to the creature, I love you back. I love you back. We can say to God, I love you too. I love you back. With every single act that we do in the divine will, we are saying to God, I love you, I praise you, I glorify you, I thank you. With your will, I want to correspond everything you have done for me. I want to correspond for all your love to me. These rounds that we find in the Book of Heaven, my brothers and sisters, these are exchanges of love. This is the creature exchanging love with the Creator, God, allowing the creature to correspond to him at the same level. The Lord says to Luisa Picaretta, but I felt myself cut to the quick when you thought that I did not love you back. This cannot be, my daughter. Not to love in return is not the nature of your Jesus. The nature of God, my brothers and sisters, is to give, to love. That's why the Lord Jesus says to Luisa Picaretta, Luisa, this is nonsense. Even though you don't hear it, you don't feel it, my correspondence is there. When you tell me I love you, I praise you, I glorify you with your love, with your will, my correspondence is there. Not to love you back is not part of my nature, the Lord says. It's not part of the nature of God. God is perfection. This cannot be my daughter. Not to love in return is not the nature of your Jesus. It's not the nature of God. Nor am I able to do so. And if I am hidden in you without revealing myself, it is my justice that hides me and wants to punish the peoples with strong scourges. This is another attribute of God. The divine justice. The divine justice demands that God should receive all that is due to him at his own level, at his own scale, perfect, eternal. And the Lord says, the reason I don't manifest myself to you is because my divine justice is demanding that I receive everything from the creature. And when I don't find this, the divine justice wants to punish the creature. Oh, how many of them will pour upon the earth. He's talking about the scourges, the punishments. and of all kinds, because they are irritating my divine justice very much. I hide from you so that it may follow its course. What happened when our Lord manifested himself to Luisa Picarreta? This is what happened. Luisa will intercede for all of us. She will repair, and she was always repairing through her acts by meditating the last 24 hours of our Lord Jesus, the hours of the Passion. She was making her all these prayers, repeating these prayers, and this will appease the justice of God, the divine justice, which is one of his attributes. And she will impede, she will mitigate the divine justice, so God will relent upon the earth, and he will not send so much punishment, so many scourges, as he says in this passage. So it happens the same when we do acts in the divine will. We are appeasing the divine justice. We are making up for what others are lacking. As St. Paul says, in my body I'm making up for what is lacking in the body of Christ, referring in the mystical body of Christ, all the baptized, that we should give praise, glory, and honor and adoration. We should give to God what is due to God at his own level. And when we don't do that, the divine justice arises and it wants to avenge God. In this passage, when our Lord doesn't manifest himself to Luisa Picarreta, it's because the divine justice is acting. When our Lord appears to Luisa Picarreta, she intercedes for us and the Lord relents. This is the reason the Lord doesn't show to Luisa Picarreta. He says, because I have to let the divine justice follow its course. Having said this, he kept silent and disappeared, and I was left feeling so bad that I could not stop crying. Then later on, he came back and told me, my daughter, the triumph of God is the human will operating in his own. The triumph of God is the human will operating in the divine will. When the creature allows and opens the door to the will of God to operate in the creature, then God possesses the creature, and the human will submits to the divine will, to the will of God. The Lord says this is his victory, the victory of God, to have that which came out of him come back into himself, into his will, as the soul operates in it. She extends within the divine boundaries, and her acts take their place in everything that is eternal. It is true that my will is everywhere. There is no one point that can escape it. But where does it carry out its power, its divine operating? The soul who lives in the divine will, the soul who lives in it, gives it the occasion for new works. She follows it to put out the beautiful and the holy which it possesses inside. So the divine will is everywhere. But the Lord says, when the human will unites himself to my will, once the divine will possesses that human will, the human will acts in unity with the divine will, and it becomes a vehicle through which the divine will expresses and brings out all that the divine will contains. The soul who lives in it gives the occasion for new works. She allows it to put out the beautiful and holy which it possesses inside. All that God possesses inside, the human will, when it's united with the divine will, is able to take possession of it and to bring this out. It happens as it did in creation. Our being existed from all eternity, but nothing could be seen outside of ourselves before creation, because all of our operating and beatitudes were carried out within ourselves. But when our divine being wanted to operate outside of ourselves, our will had the occasion to operate, and it issued the whole universe with such order and harmony as to form the amazement of all generations and the triumph and victory of our supreme being. We see other elements here, that God is order, that God is harmony, and our soul has to be in order through the Ten Commandments. There has to be harmony within our souls in order for this gift to be established in our soul, to have roots in our soul, to take roots in our soul. So it is very important to avail ourselves through the sacrament of confession, to prepare our souls to receive this gift and to do acts in the divine will, to frequent the sacraments and to walk the path of the Ten Commandments, which is the divine law. This puts our soul in order. This allows us to prepare, this avails our soul to receive this grace, this gift. The Lord says, the same with the soul who lives in our will. As she operates, she gives God the occasion to form more works worthy of it. She gives the occasion to God to form new works worthy of Him. Therefore, she is our continuous triumph in the carrying out of our works. She keeps the divine attitude up. So while forming our triumph and our victory, at the same time, the soul triumphs and conquers the divine will. Therefore, both one and the other are seen as victorious. God in the littleness of the creatures. Do you think it is trivial that the littleness of the creature sings victory, moves a divine will to operate and conquers it? This is a miracle. That when the human will is united to the divine will, the human will is able to give to God the divine. The creature is able to give to the Creator at his own level. The creature is able to conquer God, his Creator. And God is able to operate in the littleness of the creature, to rest in the soul. And this is what God wants to do, to rest in the soul of the creature. This is what happened in the book of Genesis. God created, and at the end he rested in the soul of the creature. And that's what the Sacred Heart message is about. He wants to rest at the center, in the heart of the creature, because that's his rightful place. And this is the message of the divine will, that he wants to operate in the soul of the creature. We see how everything is in harmony. All the doctrine of the church comes together. After this, my poor mind continued to go around in the creation, to bring before the Supreme Majesty all the acts that the divine will does in each created thing, and all those which it has done in the Sovereign Queen and in the most holy humanity of our Lord. Reuniting everything together, I carry them like as many newborn of the divine will, all worthy of a God thrice holy. It seems to me that only the words of the divine will can give the most beautiful homages and worthy of God. This is very important. When Luisa Picaretta explains that she's around bringing all the acts, presenting them to God, she's able to take all the acts of the Blessed Mother, all the acts of our Lord Jesus, to God who is perfect holiness. She says she brings all of them and she gives them to God. They are worthy of Him. Why are they worthy of Him? Because the acts of the Blessed Mother and our Lord Jesus, all of them, they are acts in the divine will, done in the divine will. When we do acts in the divine will, these acts are worthy of God too. Luisa Picaretta says, at that moment, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior and told me, my daughter, how admirable, how beautiful, how harmonious, all order among themselves and of a rare beauty are the acts done by my will. They are our divine army, which line up around the Supreme Being, forms our glory, our defense, our happiness without end. This is a beautiful image that the Lord is telling us, that one single act is one soldier. It's like a soldier. One act done in the divine will is like a soldier. And the more acts we do in the divine will, the more soldiers around the throne of God. It's a beautiful image that he tells us, that he gives us. What comes out of the divine fiat carries the divine seal. This is important because every single act done in the divine will possesses and carries the divine seal of the Blessed Trinity. It possesses the power. It possesses the potency of God. It possesses the wisdom of God. It possesses the love of God. So we can say it possesses the potency of God the Father, the wisdom of Jesus the Son, and the love of the Holy Spirit. It possesses the divine seal of the three divine persons, the Blessed Trinity, the seal of the Blessed Trinity. And as they come out more than legitimate children of ours, they never lose life. You never give life to your will. You too can be called an act of the divine will. And as act of it, you will come to acquire the divine right over all the acts. You will take your place in our army. You will be our legitimate daughter, and as though a sister to all the acts of the divine will. And therefore you will have the power to unite them all together, to bring us the glory, the happiness, the adoration, the thanksgiving, the love of all the acts of the eternal fiat. This is what this gift allows us, to bring to God everything in a perfect way. What a difference between one who is an act of the divine will and one who is not. One who is not, the Lord says, is like an empty act. It doesn't carry the seal of the divine Trinity, of the Blessed Trinity. It's an empty act. Doesn't give praise, glory, honor, and adoration at the level that God deserves and demands. Doesn't give to God what the divine justice demands. It is only when we unite ourselves freely to the will of God that we ourselves become one act in the divine will that possesses many other acts. An act of it, it can be a sun, a heaven, a sea of eternal love, a beatitude and happiness that never ends. What can one act of my will not do? My will is eternal. It makes its acts eternal. It is immense light, and all of its acts have the fullness of light. There is nothing of it which does not invest its acts. So the acts in the divine will, he says, are perfect, eternal. They are full of light, of holiness, of grace, beatitudes, happiness, joy, everything, all the attributes of God, we could say. On the other hand, one who is not act of the divine will, oh, how dissimilar he is, how empty. He cannot take a place in the divine army. He will not be able to give joy and happiness. His life will be so poor that he will hardly be able to look at himself. His acts, however good, because they are produced by the human will be like smoke that the wind disperses. Even though we do good acts, he says, they will disperse. They are not eternal. They will disappear because they are acts of the creature. They don't possess the seal of God. They cannot become a soldier. They cannot become part of the army of these divine acts because they don't possess the potency of God the Father, the wisdom of Jesus the Son, and they don't possess the love of the Holy Spirit. They are empty acts, subject to disappear, like a smoke, or like a flower that withers and dies. What a difference, my daughter, between the two. What a difference between the two acts, acts done in the divine will and acts done outside of the divine will with the human strength only. This is a great lesson that our Lord is giving us, that Luisa Picaretta is experiencing doing the rounds of creation, and she goes around bringing everybody all the divine acts to God, interceding for us. And as she says, It is a great, great pain and suffering to be able to know you and not to possess you. St. Augustine says something like this. And St. Augustine recognizes that God is closer to us than we are closer to ourselves. God is everywhere. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. His presence is everywhere. He wants us to unite our acts to Him. And He explains, our Lord Jesus explains how different the acts done in the divine will are from the acts that are not done in the divine will. So the challenge for us and the lesson for us is to learn how to make the prayers of Jesus ours. How to unite our acts to the divine will. How to unite our acts in the divine will. Let us ask our Lord to give us the grace to die to ourselves, to give us the grace to learn how to unite ourselves to His will, and may it be for the praise and glory of His name. Mary, Queen of the Kingdom of the Divine Will, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.